It's called step therapy, also known as fail first. It's a policy used by health insurers to force parents, not request, not ask, force parents to try medications that insurance companies choose instead of the patient to fail first before gaining access to the medicine that was originally prescribed by their doctor or whatever healthcare provider that they're going with. Yeah, you heard right. The insurance company can dictate medical care and supersede what a doctor says about someone who they are directly dealing with. New Jersey State Legislature is looking to address step therapy through reform legislation. Bill A4815 passed the Assembly back in March and has been just sitting in the swamp that's known as the State Senate, which maybe now the election's come and gone. Something might happen with this bill. It requires health insurance carriers and utilization review organizations to meet certain guidelines in the administration review of step therapy protocols. Bill defines step therapy protocol as a protocol, policy, or program that establishes the specific sequence in which prescription drugs for a specified medical condition and medically appropriate for a particular patient are covered by a health benefits plan. Bill provides that clinical review criteria used to establish a step therapy protocol shall be based on clinical practice guidelines that recommend that the prescription drugs be taken in the specific sequence required by the step therapy protocol, are developed and endorsed by a multidisciplinary panel of experts that manages conflicts of interest among the members of the writing and review groups by following certain procedures outlined in the bill. Make sure the protocols are based on high quality studies, research, and medical practice. I don't like the fact that medical practice went last in that list, but that's how it was written. Are created by an explicit and transparent, there's a novel word these days, process that minimizes biases and conflicts of interest, explains the relationship between treatment options and outcomes, rates the quality of the evidence supporting recommendations, and considers relevant patient subgroups and preferences. In other words, put up or shut up. And are continually updated through review of new evidence, research, and newly developed treatments. And there are exceptions that can be granted under the bill. When a step therapy exception is granted, the carrier or utilization review organization has to authorize coverage for the prescription drug prescribed by the patient's treating healthcare provider. Yeah, I know this doesn't exactly simplify the medical treatment process to benefit a patient, does it? The outright elimination of step therapy is never going to happen since the politicians writing legislation get a bunch of campaign cash from insurance companies. But wouldn't a better policy be to add such a high level of penalties for when a patient's health is in danger through the step therapy process that insurance companies would bow to the decisions made by actual doctors who are giving the immediate care? Let's put some real life into this situation, shall we? This is courtesy of Liz Partled Butcher, who lives in Egg Harbor Township. Here's the story of what she had to confront with the step therapy policy of her insurance company when it came to the medical care of her son. These are in her words. In my son's case, after 3 years of being stable and controlled on his insulin, our insurer abruptly denied coverage and instead required him to go try another type of insulin and have it fail first before being permitted to go back to his originally prescribed insulin. We already knew our son was sensitive to switching insulin from a previous experience when he was asked to switch his short-acting insulin, and it gave him severe stomach issues and other side effects, such as erratic blood sugars. Nevertheless, he was asked to again fail first and switch his insulin a second time. Not long after he had failed on the new insulin and was back on his original, the insurer again required he try another type. His clinician submitted 3 separate prior authorization requests, asking for an exception and citing his history, but each was denied. And because of this, my son nearly lost his life. Using the new insulin our insurer preferred, he experienced severe hypoglycemia, also known as extremely low blood sugar. To bring his blood sugar back up to level, we spent over 15 minutes pumping sugary juices down his throat to no avail, and ultimately had to resort to the use of an emergency glucagon injection to ensure his survival. Most diabetics go their entire lives without ever having to resort to using this emergency injection. This is what the insurer preferred insulin did to our son. The only positive thing to take from this horrifying experience was that it was clear he had failed on the insurer-preferred insulin, and the insurer then permitted him to go back to using his original prescribed insulin. This isn't a study, an estimate, or a projection, insurance company people. What I just shared with you, that's reality. A painful, dangerous reality that you created and are demanding be retained.